Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everybody, and thank you so much for joining us for another episode of the Best People We Know radio show, where we bring you experts and celebrities each week who are willing to share their success secrets with you so that you can be your most happy, successful person, too. I'm your host, Deb Scott. I'm a certified professional coach and author of the award-winning motivational book, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up, which is something that we all want to do every day. And today's expert is going to help us on goal setting and how life coaching and business coaching can help you be the best person you want to be. Really excited and honored to have this CEO with us of a major national company from New York to LA. Alicia Marie knows about coaching, and I'm going to read her bio to you and introduce her as well here in a second. I just want to remind you that even though our shows are scheduled for Tuesdays and Thursdays, you want to mark us as a favorite and follow us as well, because we have special shows sometimes with guests that are hard to get, as you know. They're very hard to get. These people are super busy, and they cost hundreds of dollars to have for a couple hours coaching or talking. And if we can get them on, we do, and that means that we'll have a show on a Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or Saturday morning sometimes. So, you know, if you follow us, you just get the worry-free updates, which is great. Who is founder and owner of People Biz Inc. She's one of the most successful executives in life coaching companies. She has one of the most successful life coaching companies in the country. Alicia Marie is a leader in the field of coaching and training. She has designed more than 100 custom training programs for hundreds of business owners in America. Alicia has coached managers, presidents, and sales professionals on how to build a business truly worth having. Alicia Marie has been an entrepreneur for almost 20 years. Her insatiable desire to learn more about people, along with her expertise in behavioral sciences, neurolinguistics, and business, gives her a very unique ability to powerfully address the challenges her clients face. Having obtained numerous certifications in training and development, Alicia recently earned her PCC certification in coaching. Alicia has been a leader, coach, and trainer for Landmark Education. Many of us have heard about Landmark. She's also the author of and wellness coach for the Healthy Solutions Program, which is a 25-week wellness program designed to create balanced, healthy living. Believe it or not, Alicia's mother of four and grandmother of two. Hard to believe when you see what she looks like. Unbelievable. She see all that great coaching and wellness. Healthy living is paying off. She's a yoga enthusiast, and she's also a runner. She spent most of her life in Texas, and she currently resides in the Austin metro area. And you can connect with Alicia at peoplebizinc.com. And without further ado, it's a pleasure to welcome Alicia to the show. Hi, Alicia.
Hello. Thanks for that great introduction.
Well, you know, you've earned it, you've created it, you've lived it, and I tell you, I love reading these introductions. If there's one thing that inspires me, is all of these guests like yourself who are doing phenomenal things to really bring about positive change in the lives of others. And, you know, what is there better than that in doing that, making somebody else's life better? I just think it is phenomenal. And you know, it's just great to have you on the show. I know that you're CEO. I know you've got a lot of branches and offices and businesses, and you work with presidents, CEOs. You have your own staff to deal with. And to take an hour of your time, which is worth a lot of money and a lot of value, is really a gift to the listeners here and those listening live or on replay. And call a friend. Make sure you've told them about this opportunity to meet Alicia Marie. And you can ask a question. You can learn from her in a way that you would never have an opportunity otherwise. And you are not going to be sorry listening on this call and bringing a friend with you. So Alicia, I just think it's amazing that you started this business and you had a vision to do it. Can you tell the listeners a little bit about who you are and how you got here to owning this major company, this major coaching company?
Oh, well, I was actually first introduced to coaching 20 years ago. Anthony Robbins was the first time I heard about it. He was selling coaching after his seminars. And briefly, I sold coaching for him. So I learned how to talk about coaching distinct from training or consulting, because it's not training or consulting. And that was my first entree into the coaching world. In 1993, I started training to be a leader for Landmark Education. And when you do that, you have a coach. And so for 6 years, I had a coach with them. And that coach really helped me work on everything that was getting in my way of being everything I wanted to be. And that was a very unique experience that was well worth it. In 1995, I got my own business coach. I was selling real estate at the time. And that business coach helped me get to the top 10 realtors in the city, and this was in San Antonio at the time. And from then on, I've always had a coach, knowing that I can't see myself. And, you know, I benefit from the perspective that having a coach provides. In 1998, I was being approached by a lot of people who wanted to know how I stayed fit. And I would take them to the grocery store. I did company walks at the time. I had cooking classes. I show people what vitamins to eat. I showed them how to work out in the gym. None of it worked. People just couldn't seem to make that change. And I realized what people needed was coaching. And that was the first program that I designed, Healthy Solutions, that I still lead today. And Healthy Solutions is about being well and what it feels like to be completely well, spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally. And so people get that experience in the Healthy Solutions program. And once you've had that experience, you really don't go back. So it's not about losing weight or anything like that. And that, you know, that really led me to quitting real estate in 2000. And I started a training company called Seminars by Design. And it wasn't even a year before that had morphed into a coaching company, because I'm leading the training, people are meeting me, and what they learned wasn't sticking. What they needed was someone to be in a dialogue with them about whatever it is they wanted to learn or however they wanted to grow. And that's how this turned into more of a coaching business.
Wow. That is, and now you have, I mean, you have offices, you know, all over. How many different areas in the country have your offices?
We work all over the country. But we're mostly on the East Coast, New York and Seattle.
Yeah, that is just unbelievable. You know, I didn't realize your connection to Tony Robbins, but, you know, there's just a whole group of people that, you know, have really, their lives have been transformed, you know, from him being a catalyst. And, mm-hmm. you know, he's really one of the great teachers. But, you know, what I love about your story, and somebody listening may feel the same way, is, you know, you just really were being the best you could be. And, you know, Tony Robbins was certainly an inspiration, but you saw problems, you know, even to the point of trying to solve them through taking someone to the grocery store and hand-holding them. You know, you saw a problem and you were trying to create a solution, and you knew yourself well enough that you knew what your talents were, you knew what your skills were, and you knew how to help someone. But you know, your story is very inspirational, I think, because you really evolved. And I think for anybody listening, and I know for myself, we all need to grow. If we're not growing, we're not changing, we're not going to go anywhere. And you were really open to evolving your business and, you know, changing yourself and keeping yourself motivated. And I just think that that is such a great testimony for all of us to just get out of the gates on this call, you know, to just know that we never graduate from the business of living, do we?
No, and you're never done.
Never done. And that's what makes it fun and exciting, yeah. Which I think is really great.
Yeah, people are always trying to be done.
I know. It's like everybody wants the silver bullet. It's like, wait, I just want to read. It's like self-help books. Like I wrote this self-help book, right? But there's just one book that has all the answers. And I'm like, okay, listen, if you see a tree with only one leaf on it and then can still call it a tree, let me know where it is. Because, you know, I've just never seen a meal be one potato or one vegetable or one protein. You know, a meal by its definition has a number of things on it to make it complete. Yeah. You know, and there's no one way or right or wrong, you know, to being us. And I think that's the great thing about coaching. And, you know, I really want to ask you to define what coaching is and what coaching isn't before we get into the goal setting today, which is really our theme. You know, we have some callers on the line that we've already got people raising their hand that want to talk to you. And I'm just going to ask them to be patient for two more seconds and to stay on the line, please, 303 and 724. And people in the chat room are already communicating in there. Are we the best people we know or what, everybody? I'm telling you, I love us. This is going to be such a fun show. This lady is a great lady. So if you do have a call and you're raising your hand and we have people ready to ask Alicia Marie questions already, just dial the number and hit 1 for host, and that way I'll know that you want to ask her a question. So I just really want to have you quickly, before you answer this question, can you define what coaching, because I think we had talked earlier, what is coaching, what isn't coaching? Yeah. A lot of people call themselves coaches, and are they really coaches? And take it away.
Okay. All right. So this isn't just my definition. This is actually the industry definition. As professionals, this is what we have defined coaching to be. Let me compare it to what you probably know, consultants and trainers. A consultant is the expert. If you were to hire a consultant, might be a marketing consultant, a business consultant, a management consultant, et cetera, they're going to come in and tell you what to do, how to do it, maybe even do it for you. A trainer is a teacher. They're going to teach you something that you might not know, help you practice it, help you learn it. But in that scenario, they're also the expert. In coaching, coaching is just a facilitated dialogue that moves someone from where they are now to where they want to be. It's a provocative dialogue. It's a challenging dialogue. It's a supportive dialogue. And in that relationship, the person being coached is the expert.
Okay. Wow. All right. So that is really important to get that clear before we begin the rest of the time together here. But can you take do you mind taking a question right now?
Of course, I'll take a question.
Okay. Well, we'll start right away with 303. And 303, you are on the air to ask Alicia Marie your question.
Hi, this is Wendy Phillips, Big Buzz Brands president. And I've actually been working with Alicia for about 6 months. And I think the question that I would ask if I were someone looking for coaching, I stumbled upon Alicia rather serendipitously. But Alicia, what would you tell someone if they were looking for the right coach for them? How would that person go about finding that person?
Look for someone who is professionally certified by International Coach Federation and or World Association of Business Coaches. Ask about their level of experience. Ask about their business. If you're looking for a business coach, look for a business coach that actually has a business, not a practice. And also, do a complimentary session with them. If they don't offer a complimentary session, be suspicious. And just see how you feel about it. Forget about what's in your head. How does it feel? Does this feel like a relationship that you want to be in for months, sometimes years? Does that answer your question, Wendy?
Yes, thank you. And as I said, Alicia and I have been working together for 6 months, and I really did stumble upon her. That's really helpful, I think, for other people to find you. I just want to add that Alicia has been really instrumental in helping me to peel away sort of the layers of the onion and get to the real professional me who really sings at what I do now. So thank you, Alicia.
Yes, you do sing. My pleasure.
And thank you, Wendy, for taking the time to call in. And that's a really great question that I think a lot of other people, you know, have and need to know. How do you go about hiring a coach? And hopefully with Alicia Marie being on the radio show, more people are going to know about her, and friends will share this information as well. But thank you very much, Wendy, for taking the time to call in, okay?
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Yeah, I really think, you know, I think a testimony is really the most powerful form of endorsement that you can possibly get. I mean, you know, somebody can say, well, you know, somebody can think that they're a legend in their own mind, but when somebody else is saying, you know, this is how I took the information that was provided and bridged that to make a difference in my life, something that is changing the way I feel, the way that I live, the way that I get up every day, and the way I interact. You know, when it becomes real for another person, you know, that to me is the best testimony that you can get. So, you know, it was nice. It's nice to have somebody like that, you know, sharing the difference. But also, I love what you said about making sure that the proper certification and that whole definition and misconception, because I really think it's really big out there. You know, a lot of people call themselves coaches, but they're not necessarily a coach.
Right.
Now, you know, we wanted to talk a lot about goal setting today, and again, I'll take more questions. I see other people on the switchboard and in the chat room, so if you want to hit one and call in with a question, that's great. But I think, especially at the beginning of the year, you know, one of the successful things that people do to be successful is set goals, and you can't be the person you want to be if you don't even have an idea of who that is or what that would look like in your life. So I think that goals are an important part of that. So how would you define creating that mental advantage and that fresh start through goal setting, and can you then go into, you know, why in some of the different benefits that we're going to get from goal setting?
Okay. Well, here's the thing. Less than 5% of people, professional people, are setting goals, actually writing them down, clarifying exactly what it is they want or what they want to create. And that's a disadvantage for the other 95%, and here's why. People naturally fill a void. We naturally do that. When something ends, you want to begin something. So the year is ending, and so there's this natural inclination to begin something. And if you don't put some mindful practice, some mindful attention into what exactly is it I want to create, what is it that I want here, how would I like that to look, and articulate it, if you don't spend that time, what will happen is you'll just bring the past into your future. And you'll say, I want more money, a better body, a different this, a different that. And that's all based on the past. And so you just keep getting the same thing over and over. Maybe it's a little bit better, but it's the same thing over and over. If you really want to create the life that you love or the job that you want to have, or maybe it's the business that you want to grow, leave to your family, you've got to take some time to articulate it, and it can't be based on the past. And you will do it anyway, so you might as well be mindful about it. Some of the benefits of setting goals are that you are more focused, you're more passionate, you know what to pay attention to, you know where to set your intention. When you don't have a goal, everything pulls at you. You're constantly in reaction because you don't know what to pay attention to. Everything has your attention, and we only have so much attention. We only have so much energy. And I'm not talking about coffee, you know, that kind of get-up-and-go energy. I'm talking about your ability to focus. And so when you say, this is important, and this is important, and all this other stuff isn't, now you're not necessarily pulled away by every shiny thing that comes into your path.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, just to echo that, because, you know, there's that old saying, you know, you can move a lot but not get anywhere. Busyness and movement doesn't necessarily mean that you're accomplishing a goal and really getting to where you want to be. And, you know, even if you're climbing that ladder, if it's against the Will Rogers, if it's against the wrong wall, you know, you're still not getting to the right place. So, you know, what you're saying is so powerful. And something else that I was picking up on that you used in your selection of words was the why. You know, you used in your example the money. Well, I want more money, and that was, you know, bringing the past into the future. But, you know, the other thing is, do you find people – say they want more money, but then why do they want more money? Do they want more money because they want to invest in their business to be able to reach more clients or people so that they can make a difference in the lives of others? Or is it so that they can, you know, do X, Y, or Z? Do you think that sometimes people forget to really focus on the why what they do?
Absolutely. A goal has two parts. It has the intention and it has the result. What really matters is the intention. The only reason you put a measure to it is so you can look up and say, yes, I did that, or no, I didn't. But what really matters is the intention. If I say, I'm going to be healthy this year, that's my intention. Now, I could measure that a lot of ways: body fat, cholesterol, blood pressure, how many push-ups I can do, how far I can run, what size I am. And so the measure isn't as important as the intention. But it's important to have a measure, otherwise it's not a goal. I got off on a tangent. There was like
something else I
wanted
really,
to ask.
No, I think it's really a good tangent. It's a good tangent because I think in anything that we ask ourselves for a goal or something that we desire, I think what you're saying is that to really be effective, we need to ask ourselves, you know, what's my motivation for this?
And, you know, here's the thing we all know is true, except we forget. There's nothing out there that's going to make you happy. Not the car, not the size 6, not the husband or the divorce. None of that stuff is going to make you happy. The reason we have goals is so that it can impact your now. You know, your whole world changes when you say, I'm ending world hunger by 2015. Your whole world changes. Your everyday changes. When you say, my business will be at $1 million in annual revenue by the end of the year, your whole world changes. It changes what you're doing today. Benjamin Franklin said that you can see a man's future in his everyday activities. So having a goal isn't about object acquisition. It's about who you get to be today.
Mm. And really the happiness is really the byproduct, isn't it? And it's really the paradox and in reverse and so forth. And, you know, I love how you break these things down into simple ideas that we can frame and work through in a continuum. And this is, you know, obviously I can see why you're so successful because you're so brilliant at what you do. And, you know, moving on towards one step closer in goal setting, why don't you tell people listening, now that they know why to set a goal and defining it and making it a good goal or not, you know, how do you teach people to go about setting goals?
Okay. So there's a couple things first, though. There's three reasons why people don't set goals, and it's important that you know what they are. The first is they don't know how, which I will address that. The second is they don't know what they want. The way our mind works, we identify what we don't want. You know, you're 4 years old, you put your hand on the stove, and you decide, I don't want to get burned. And that's the way our mind has developed. So you know all these things you don't want, but you haven't yet articulated what you do want or what you want to create. And so the next reason people don't set goals is they actually just don't know how to be in that inquiry. They don't know what questions to ask themselves, or they're not giving themselves enough space and enough time to figure it out. And then the last reason is really quite strange. People think it's fear of failure or fear of success or fear of rejection or fear of something like that. It's not any of that. Remember, there's nothing out there. It's actually fear of fear.
Fascinating.
Yeah. It's actually the third reason we don't do it is we're afraid that we're going to be disappointed, or we might feel this way or that way. But it's really just fear of feeling anything, fear of really experiencing our lives. That's my Leading Change program, by the way. And so how you set goals is you give yourself some time and some space. Okay, so you want to give yourself at least 2 or 3 hours, maybe in more than one sitting. And you first want to complete the past. Just write in a journal. You know, journal what happened this last year in 2010. What were your failures? What were your wins? What did you ignore? What bad habits did you have? What miracles were there? What surprises? Just get it set. That way you can clean the slate. And you want to do that 10 to 15 minutes to get yourself ready to now create from a blank slate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay, and so then, that's our first step, the journaling and just brainstorming, you know, the successes, failures, past things that worked, all of that. All right, so that's step one.
And then just to give you some tips here, you want to make sure that the goal that you are going for is really something that you want. And it's not only something that you want, it's something you're willing to give something up for. You know, so often people say, well, I want to be this size, but they're not really willing to give up wine or cookies. So you want to kind of get real with yourself and, well, okay, it's not just I want this. It's I want this and I'm willing to give up what, you know, whatever it's going to take to get there.
So to really be a good goal, I mean, it really should be something that you're willing to sacrifice for.
Yeah, and I don't like the word sacrifice, but, you know, I get it. I get what you mean by that. You know, there is something you're going to have to give up. Time, fear, reasons, stories, excuses, money, possibly, energy, your favorite TV show. There's something you're going to have to give up. Sleeping until 7, there's something you're going to have to give up. For everything you want, there's something you have to give up. It just works that way.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing you want to do is you want to write goals in every area of your life. Don't just concentrate it in one area. Really write some goals in every area of your life. Life is holographic. If you can be successful in just one area of your life, you can start to see success in other places. But you have to know what you want. And you want to state your goal in the positive. Remember, people think we think about what we don't want. I've in my goal setting workshop, sometimes I look on people's student in their notebooks and they'll have things like, I don't want to eat cheese. Well, that's not what they want. There's something they want that they think that's going to get them. So you want to state all of your goals in the positive and in an affirmative way, and you want to state it in the present or past tense. I am this. I'm earning that. We have received. In the present or the past tense, not in the future tense. I will, I'm going to, I should. All of those things are, you're putting it out there in the future, and you won't have that experience of today that we want that goal to give you.
Hmm. That really, I think, is something where, you know, I believe people can get stuck really easily on that one.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the present tense and putting it in the now really makes it real. And I think that there's nothing that builds success as much as success.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
And, yeah.
Absolutely. And you want to write goals that are as far away as possible. So if you can start at 5 years, get to 3, and then 1, that's better. You don't want to write goals like write out 3 months and then where you are in 1 year, because you'll be thinking small. That's about survival and fear and thinking small. Really start as big as you can stand and then work your way backwards. And the goal should feel slightly out of reach but attainable. You want to write them all down. You don't want to bullet your goals. Here's the other thing I see. 1 million in annual revenue by the end of 2011. Who did 1 million in annual revenue? The goal should be so clearly written on that page that anyone, a complete stranger reading it, would understand exactly what you want. It should also paint a picture, sharp, clear, measurable, distinct, colorful. Add adjectives. I'm in my sexy black dress, accepting the award for, you know, in November 2012.
Wow. You know, that's really, I really hope that people are taking notes or just going to replay this show and share it with your friend, because, you know, really, Alicia Marie gets hundreds of dollars an hour for her coaching, and I think that you can all listening see why. She is a dynamo, and she is effective, and she gets results for people, and we are just really, really, really grateful to be able to learn from her, and we'll have opportunities, you know, to be able to sign up for other programs with her. But right now, in this present moment, I mean, these are just tools that we can use as soon as we get off the show. I mean, we can go and do these things.
So Deb, I have one more really important one.
Yes, please. Go ahead.
Don't plan. Don't plan when you're writing goals. Goals is about your imagination. You want to be in your creative space. You want to be in your happy place. It's about what you want. Don't even get involved in the how when you're goal setting. You can always go back and then start working on strategy and how. But if you start working at HAL first, I have a client who calls it the HAL monster. That HAL monster will eat all, up all possibility. Nothing will be possible anymore when you start thinking about HAL. So one of the mistakes I see is someone saying, well, you know, I work out 3 times a week. That's a plan. We know that's not what they really want. What they really want is what they think that's going to get them. Okay, so don't plan. And keep it as big as possible.
And that's really, I mean, I love that because, you know, don't plan. That was sort of an unexpected surprise you just threw in there, Alicia.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it really resonates, though, doesn't it, that we want to be able to be creative. We want to be as big as our dream can be. And I love this visual, the HAL monster, you know. I mean, I'm going to be seeing the HAL monster now. That, you know, don't go there. Just run as fast as you can in the opposite direction from the HAL monster. Just think about that visual of the big picture and what you will feel like and imagine, but not creating the plan. You know, that could be an obstacle. Which one of these many ideas that you've given us, the journaling, being able to give up something, writing goals in every area of our life, putting it in the positive present tense, making them as big as we can possibly, you know, stand, making sure that we reach beyond our comfort zone a little bit and not planning. Do you find that there's one area or another area where people need more help than others, or do you have anything to comment on this?
The planning one's big, but really the key is actually creating the space for you to do this. People don't take the time to really think and really think things through. And if you can give yourself that kind of space, something beautiful will happen, even if you don't get it written in just so.
Mm. So everybody listening needs to know that you're worth the effort.
Yes.
And that, you know, this is worth it. Because if I'm at my best, if you're at your best, if everybody listening is at their best, how many more people are we going to help to be at their best, right?
Right, absolutely.
Because it's a cascade, and we help each other. So it's really one of the most unselfish things you can do is being your best. And I think that, you know, this is what's so great about being together in any type of a community or environment like this radio show or whoever's on the call. You know, it's just a great way of knowing that we're doing something that makes a difference right now. The fact that anybody is here listening, I think, puts them ahead of the game, doesn't it?
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So was there anything else in that scenario that you wanted to add and touch on?
Yeah, let me just say something about measurable. Measurable means that it happens in reality. It happens in time and space. If I were a fly on the wall, I could see it happening. People get really hung up with this. They'll say things like, you know, I want to be successful. Well, you know, how would you measure that? Okay, how would you know you are? So the big question is, well, how would you know? And it's not subjective. It's not subjective. If I'm a fly on the wall watching it, I can actually see it happening. So you have to figure out what might happen in time and space if my intention were fulfilled. And where we get hung up on is we get hung up on the result, like thinking that that's the goal. The result is not it. It's your intention that matters.
Okay. Well, and, you know, the other part of it being clear, as you said before, it should be so clear that it, you know, a stranger could pick it up, read it, and understand it.
Right.
You know, that is to me, if that isn't something that we can measure, I mean, that itself makes the goal measurable, knowing if somebody else can read it. And, hey, read this. I was just working on this. I listened to this radio show today with this expert guru, and, you know, here's my goal, and can you understand that? And, you know, that to me is a great way that we can help each other to make sure that we're, you know, on the right path. But how you said we need to really be able to be able to measure and celebrate those successes along the way and, you know, really revisit what we're doing and accomplishing, because it is important to be able to celebrate if we're making progress. And I think the other side of it, too, is you have this great list on how to set a goal. You've mm-hmm. created a real clear goal. And now it's like the big question, how do I stay motivated? How do I stay motivated, Alicia, to make sure that I achieve these goals?
You know, I would really suggest that you, after you've written all of your goals, you see if you can get in the experience of the goal. Okay, imagine that the things you wrote down actually happened. How would you feel? And go through each goal one by one in your mind. Close your eyes and do this. And just notice how you would feel, because it's really the experience you're wanting to have. The other thing that you will find out from this is you'll find out what goals aren't really goals for you. If you don't feel anything and it's like, huh, who cares, take it off your list. Take it off your list. This has got to be something that gets you up in the morning, gets you excited, has you become someone you haven't yet become. This is about who you get to be today. It's not about the actual goal. And if it doesn't turn you on and light you up, don't write it down. I don't care how many people think you should do that.
That is so, I mean, I'm going to be recycling this happiness, believe me. I mean, that is so powerful, what you just said. Mm-hmm. I mean, if it's not turning you on, if it's not lighting you up, if it's not, you know, bringing you into a place of passion, then don't do it. But I think that this is really, really important to take the time, as you said, to visualize how will you feel when you achieve that goal, because then it becomes, as you said, the experience that we want. And then when we know what we want, then we can, you know, have a chance of really achieving it and be more motivated to achieving it. It's just phenomenal. I mean, this is really great stuff. But I have to say, we have 843. Can you take a call from 843? Can you take a question, Alicia? Do you mind?
Sure, of course.
Okay, because we have somebody raising their hand, so I'm going to put you on the air now, 843 for Alicia Marie. There you go. 843, you're on the air with Alicia. Please say your name and your question.
Hi, my name is Gary, and I'm calling in regard to, read a little bit about your Healthy Solutions program.
Uh-huh.
Just wondering if you kind of had a little more overview, if you find certain personalities seem to excel in it better, or just a little more info.
Okay. It really is for people who've done it all. The demographic is it tends to be women in their 40s, but it really is for someone who's tried it all, who struggled with it, gained weight, lost weight, or keeps getting sick, or, you know, I've actually worked with, recovering alcoholics and people who had anorexia. And so you've really been there. You've done that, and you truly are on your knees ready to find just another way. Another way to be about it, because it's my hardest program.
Okay.
Okay? It's my hardest program with the most reward. There's nothing more precious than our health and than feeling alive and having energy and vitality. And if you've ever been sick before or really overweight, you guys know what I'm talking about. It just kills everything.
Great. So it's hard. Is that a mental and physical sort of, when you say it's the hardest program, it's kind of getting involved in the gym and in the head.
yeah, or outside, or whatever form of exercise you decide to do, you will exercise in the program. It's a group program, and we do it as a group, and if one person doesn't do the work, nobody moves on to the next session. And so it's 25 sessions, but that 25 sessions can last 10 months.
Oh, great.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And because one of the things we have to learn is how to get out of ourselves and have other people get successful. And sometimes when we're caught up in being unwell, that's part of the issue, is too much focus on ourselves.
Sounds like a great challenge. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And thank you so much for calling. Really appreciate it. Okay.
Thank you.
We've had some great calls, and we've got a really busy chat room going on there, boy. And I want to just have Alicia, can you just give out your website and contact information so that if somebody's thinking about like that the healthy program and so forth that Gary was just mentioning and some other things, can you just let people know how to get in touch with you right now?
Sure. Our website is www.peoplebizinc.com, peoplebiz, B-I-Z, inc is I-N-C, .com. Our phone number is 512-989-2230. That's 512-989-2230. or you can email us, coach@peoplebizinc.com.
Great. And you do offer half-hour free coaching sessions for anybody, right?
Full hour. Yeah, it's a full hour. We have a full-hour complimentary coaching session. There are no strings. You don't care if you intend to be in coaching or not. We also have Deborah Hewer, who is an executive and career coach. She's helping people find jobs right now. And she's phenomenal, so you can also request a complimentary session with her. You can even do it with both of us.
Wow, that's listen, listeners, are you letting, hey, tell your friends too. Most coaching companies will, you know, you get a half an hour if you're lucky to get that, and you're giving a full hour, which really says a lot about the credibility and the integrity that you have. And, you know, the other thing I want to encourage people, because I love this website, there's so many great blog posts. I mean, I think there was something in there recently on, so I lost my job, now what?
Yeah.
And how many of us, didn't you just have something on that posted?
Yeah.
And so many people are out of work. We're going to talk about that, too. If we're running out of time here, Alicia, we're going to have you back on, I'm telling you. But, you know, people are out of work. How many of us know somebody out of work? And, you know, we say to ourselves, what can I do to help my friend that's in this terrible tragedy? Well, I've got an answer for you. Send them to Alicia Marie. Go read that article. Get that free hour of coaching. Maybe this is going to be divine intervention for you, and that business you've wanted to start or that passion in your heart that you've been afraid to begin is going to be, this is going to be the springboard because you lost that job, and you're going to be happier than you ever dreamed of being. You just need somebody, a coach, to help you get to where you really need to be and where you want to be. I mean, when I was in college, I was co-captain of my college swim team, and we would never think of going to a swim meet without our coach. I mean,
yeah,
we needed that coach. I needed that coach because, you know, it didn't matter what I thought my stroke was doing. You know, if I was swimming the 1650, I couldn't see myself. It's like the cardiac surgeons I used to work with in medical sales. The best ones still couldn't do surgery on themselves. You need somebody outside of yourself to be able to look at you in an objective way and say, you know what, you need to change that stroke. You need to change this wording. You need to change this question. You know, all the stuff that you're talking about today. So, you know, this is where somebody who really wants to be their best is going to realize that they're worth the effort to make it happen with these tools that Alicia Marie is offering. And it is just a privilege to be able to have this Best People We Know radio show to bring somebody like Alicia Marie here, and I'm telling you, this is where we all help each other. So that's my little soapbox talk there, because I tell you, my passion is this. You know, when you talk about staying motivated, I think that one of the things that somebody might have right now is, well, what do I do about failure? What do I do if I fail? Or what if I didn't stay motivated? Or what if I didn't attain my measurable result? I mean, I think that failure is that, you know, elephant in the room we don't want to talk about, but we must. And would you please?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first of all, failure is a story, and it isn't real, and it isn't true. It's just something we say about what happened. So it actually isn't even real. Secondly, so what if you didn't hit your goal? So what? If you are at 300,000 and you set a huge goal of 1 million in annual revenue and you do 843,000 this year, did you grow? Did you get a whole lot closer to where you want to be? Now what's possible next year? Too often we get way hung up on thinking it has to look this way. That is baloney. No, it doesn't. What has to occur is you expressing your intention in your life, whatever that intention is, and let the results happen. You know, if you miss it by this much, there's always more time. There's always more space. There's always that next thing that you're wanting to create. And the other thing is, if you haven't noticed, one of the things I'm saying a lot is what you want to create. There's a huge difference between what you want and what you want to create. What you want will have you focused on the world out there. If you ask yourself, what do I want to create, how does that make you feel? It's more generative. It's more internally directed, much more guided by your values or what you care about or what you're committed to.
You know, I was just thinking as you said that, and I don't know who wrote this quote either, but, you know, shoot for the moon, and even if you fall short of it, you'll still land among the stars. you know? And the fact that you're listening to the show, that you're writing down, you know what goals are, you've defined what coaching is and isn't, you know what your, you know, your vision is, what you want to feel, what you want to experience, and you've taken the time to write these things down, you're already so far ahead, just like you started out the show. You know, people don't write down their goals. So you're already that much farther ahead than you would be had you not done what you're doing now. So really, I love what you're saying about just forget failure. So what? There is no. It's not really. It's the story we tell ourselves about it. So that's you know, that's really, that's quite freeing. And you know, towards that next step of keeping balance between the motivation and how we view this so what on the failure and all of this stuff, how do we keep that balance? Because one of the things that you mentioned is, you know, we should be writing down those goals for every area of our life. Our life is not just our work. Our life isn't just our family. I mean, we have lots of different relationships where we're daughters and mothers and sisters or brothers. You know, we play a lot of different roles to a lot of different people. So our life is going to have a lot of different elements to it. How do you coach people to keep balance?
Well, first of all, I think your foundation is your well-being. So if you're not sleeping, you're not eating right, you're not exercising, you're not meditating, whatever it is you do for your own well-being, that's where you start, okay? Nothing else counts until you're taking care of yourself, because that's what you're going to build your house on. That's your foundation. And the other thing is how we think of balance is it's not quite right. We often think of balance like, you know, if I have a little bit of this and a little bit of this and a little bit of this, then I'm balanced. Well, the truth is life happens. People die. People get sick. You know, all types of things happen to drain our incomes, et cetera. So things we don't expect are going to happen. And it's the truth of it is you'll always be imbalanced somewhere. So I want you to imagine it like this. If you were watching a juggler, and the juggler had six balls in the air. You know, they're throwing six balls in the air. Have you ever seen a juggler the way that they do it?
Oh, yeah.
It isn't about what makes a juggler a good juggler is not that they're able to keep all the balls in the air. What makes a juggler the good juggler is that they can get that ball off the ground really quick. You know, they pop it up with their foot. So something's always going to be on the floor. You'll always be in balance somewhere. That's just the way life is. How quickly do you pick that ball up? Do you just stop working out for 3 weeks and say, oh, well, what the hell? You know, you just leave it down there to grow cobwebs, or do you pick it back up? And so it's really about how quickly do you get back on the horse over and over and over again with whatever it is you're wanting to create, whatever your intentions are, what you're committed to, et cetera.
Mm. You know, it's funny that you say that because Armstrong, when they went to the moon, and I was researching on my book, you know, they were only on target 2% of the time. I mean, really, when you think about that, it's like, well, how the heck did they get there? And you know, and the bottom line is we're always moving and readjusting our course, and we're always changing. But, you know, the real successful people seem to have that expectation in advance that they know that they're always going to be moving. There is no 100% right on target all the time. And I always found that so fascinating that, you know, Armstrong going to the moon, they were only on course 2% of the time, but they got there.
Yeah.
Isn't that, and I'm
pretty
just thinking
target.
That's echoing what you're saying, right, about balance, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's about not letting it just sit there and grow dust, whatever
yeah.
it is. Yeah, picking it back up again and knowing that you'll get out of balance somewhere else.
Yeah, I love that.
The last thing about that is that, you know, there's always something pulling at your attention. There's always something that looks appealing. The grass is always greener on the other side. Some of you are deep idea people and you have one idea after another. That's how entrepreneurs are. Choose. You really are going to have to choose. I grew up being told that, you know, we can have it all. And the truth is, yes, you can. You can have it all, just not at the same time. There really is a season for things, raising your family, starting a business, retiring, et cetera. And trying to have it all right now will exhaust you.
Yeah. You know, I can't believe that we've only got like 10 minutes left on the show, and there's so many people in this chat room. If anybody wants to type their question, or if you want to call the 347-637-1318, and if you hit 1, it'll hook you through to the host, me, and then you can ask your question to Alicia Marie so that you have that opportunity before she goes.
I should probably mention the webinar.
Yeah, that's what I was just getting to. I'm looking and I'm thinking, okay, you've got the Inspired Goals webinar and you have the Leading Change program. And I think that before we run out of time, for people that are interested, can you tell them about both of these opportunities?
Sure.
And I think you have another one, the Targeted Transitions program. So
yep.
We better get to those because we're running out of time.
Okay, Targeted Transitions is led by Deborah Heuer, and it's a 5-module course, and you can add coaching sessions if you like at a much discounted price. We also give a huge discount for people who are unemployed, and it's just really for people who have decided that they want to make a transition or they're currently seeking new opportunities. And you can find information about Targeted Transitions on our website. It's just started yesterday, so it's actually not too late to jump in. We can give you the recording so you can catch up, or you can take the first module next month when it starts over again. And then the Leading Change program, Leading Change is an emotional intelligence course, and that word's being thrown around a lot in the corporate world right now, but most of us don't know what it means. What it means to be emotionally intelligent is that you can have the emotion, experience the emotion, and be appropriate. What most of us do is we have the emotion, suppress the emotion, and are sometimes inappropriate as a result, you know? The other thing we do is we over-express it. We express it way out there in the world thinking that somehow getting angry or frustrated or whatever it is we do is going to make it better, and it doesn't. So we don't know how to relate in an intelligent way with our emotions, how to allow them. It's just something moving through your body, and how to operate from your commitment. And in that course, what happens for people is that they identify where they get stuck. Is it procrastination? Is it grief? Is it anxiety? Is it, anger? Is it guilt? Those are places that people get stuck. People identify where they get stuck, and they learn quick techniques for how to get unstuck. Relationships improve. Businesses get better. You become a much more present leader, much more present parent. And it's an entry-level program, meaning that it's only $75 a month to do it, and it lasts for 5 months.
You can't do better than that.
Yeah.
I mean, that is a real gift.
Yes, and I developed it because over and over and over again, what was really stopping my clients was fear. What was really stopping them was they just didn't know how to be afraid and be in action. They just didn't know how to be afraid and take the next action. And so I developed that program. All of my coaching clients do my courses for free to support them in their coaching program. And I said, why not let the public do it? So that's what we're doing. I start a new course about every 2 months. And then we're doing the Inspired Goals webinar. And the Inspired Goals webinar is basically what we've been talking about, except it's 3 hours from 10 to 1 Central Standard Time on January 21st. It's $39.95. And in that course, you will do all the things that I recommended, so that's what that time is for. So even if it's just to get yourself to sit down, concentrate, clear the past, you know, really look at what's important to you, and then build some strategy around how you're going to get there. And we do that at the end of the seminar.
Well, that's great because we really spent so much time talking about, you know,
right,
writing down the goals and all the components involved in it. And this is a great opportunity for a very reasonable price to be able to get on board. You can bring a friend. You can do it together. And then you can have an accountability partner, which I think always helps success, right? And, you know, this is coming up next Friday. So even for people listening to this on the replay, you still got plenty of time, you know, to sign up. And these are just, I mean, these are great tools that you've put together. And just listening to you for this hour has been overwhelming. I mean, I can't wait to listen to the show again myself. Can you give the website one more time?
Sure. peoplebizinc.com, and that's people, biz, B-I-Z, inc is I-N-C.com. Our phone number is 512-989-2230, 512-989-2230.
Yeah, and you know, take time to read those articles. The one that you just wrote about, you know, oh my gosh, what do I do now? I just lost my job, and you know, you were in the Miami Herald recently, mm-hmm. Enterprise Woman you write for. I mean, you know, you just get, you know, premium top dollar, and you're working with so many presidents, CEOs. You work with everybody, and you know people, and you've had the experience, and you have the certification, and it's just been a real gift listening to you this past hour in sharing how to set goals, what coaching is, what it isn't, how we can be our best. And, you know, the inspirational component to all this is that when we're our best, everybody else around us is our best. And isn't it great to wake up in the morning and say, okay, what's going to happen today? And I'm excited about the day, and I have a purpose for my life,
yeah.
And I know that I'm making a difference. And, you know, and the experience, as you framed it, is good. And we deserve that. And you've seen hundreds of clients change their life, right? And
absolutely.
And what do they say to you, the before and the after? What do they say to you?
They typically give me way too much credit. You know, really, in coaching, the coach isn't doing the work the person being coached is, obviously. We're just having a conversation that keeps moving you forward. And the people are motivated, and they get out there, and they do the work. But really what people tell me is they give me a whole lot more credit than I deserve. You saved my life. You helped me build my business, et cetera, et cetera. And the truth is that they did it.
Well, I think it's one of the qualities that really great, successful people that I've interviewed have, and that's humility. And I would say that about you, because, you know, you can have gold medal Olympic athletes, and they can have the talent to get out there and win the medal. But boy, if they didn't have a good coach helping them get there, you know, it wouldn't be happening. So, Alicia, I just can't thank you enough. And on behalf of everybody that's been a busy chat room today and callers and everything, I just so grateful that you came on the show. And I know people are going to get in touch with you and join some of these courses and the programs that you've had outlined for us. And I hope you had a good time.
I did. This was fun.
It was fun. You know, it's I tell you, the best people we know show. That would be us. It is us. We're all the best people we know. So I want, again, get in touch with Alicia. Go to peoplebizinc.com. You can call for your free 1 hour of coaching at 512-989-2230. And you've been with Alicia Marie, who is CEO, founder, and creator of People Biz Inc., one of the largest coaching companies in the country. And they are changing lives in career and personal life. And get in touch with her. You help a friend, be a friend, bring them to one of these programs, the Leading Change program, they're all affordable, the Inspired Goals webinar, you know, the 21st is just around the corner, the Targeted Transition program. You know, if you're not worth the effort, who is? And you can't give what you don't have, and you need to be your best so that you can be your best in your relationships, husband, wife, mother, daughter, you know. You're worth it, and do this for yourself. And I want to thank you again for listening to the show, and please stop by my website, www.greenskyandbluegrass.com, greenskyandbluegrass.com. I'm very passionate, as you might be able to tell, about people discovering the amazing you, but, you know, really to help you become the best person you were created to be. And at my website, you'll find my book, which is won a couple of national motivational book awards, and so I'm very, very excited about that. The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside Down World Right Side Up. And you can find that there. I have lots of blog posts. I have free chapter downloads. I have a free Mind Vitamin newsletter. I have a lot of different resources, and I think you'll have a good time stopping by there, and bring a friend, too. Well, I just hope that you'll come back to the Best People We Know radio show, and do provide feedback when you visit with Alicia. Let me know how you've done in setting your goals, and just go out and make it a great day, and know that you're one step closer to being your best because you listened in this in this time here with Alicia towards that end. So thank you very much for joining us. God bless. And we'll see you next time on the Best People We Know radio show. Bye.
Thanks, Deb.
Bye, Alicia.